But I've always enjoyed doing the hand-built pottery, and I didn't want to give that up. So when I left Harrow and went down to Oxshott, much to Terry's annoyance, I was still making red slipware pots, and Terry was doing the stoneware pots, and we only had
That's
one
two different,
kiln
yeah, very,
between
very
the two of
different.
us, and one wheel, which was an absolute nightmare. So we had a lot of rows while we were down there.
Yes, I was going to say, how have you fared in your potting partnership?
We can't work together. It's impossible. We share the same kiln space. Unfortunately, now I fire to stoneware temperatures. But originally, in the early days, I was still making domestic slipware, and Terry was making earthenware. But at the same time, I was also doing hand-built pottery as well. So, and porcelain pots. I was doing porcelain pinch pots. So I used to fire the earthenware up to about 1080, 1100 in an electric kiln. And Terry used to use it also for bisque firing. But we also got a gas kiln later on, which Terry used for his stoneware. But we could never work on the same day because there wasn't enough space. And it was only the size of a double garage, this sort of studio in Rosemary's Garden. So it ended up that on the days Terry used to do teaching, I used to work in the pottery. And then on the other days that I used to do a part-time job, Terry used to work in the pottery. So it ended up working quite well. But there was no way we could both work in the same space. There used to be too many bad vibes. If things were going wrong for one person, it used to rub off on the other person.
So it didn't have the opposite effect.
Oh, it was awful. It was really bad.